and you are back. I'm happy. Last week we did talk about the movable minor chords, and this week we talk about the major chords with my dogs tapping around in the background. So let's get started. We did talk about the cage systems many tutorials before, but check out the link and use the cage system that you know what our shapes are, and then you can go ahead. Anyway, we know what a C is on a baritone ukulele, and we learned that we use our index finger at this little piece up here. So we put instead on the first fret our index finger and use the C shape. And guess what? What we have now? We have a C sharp. If we move up to another fret, we have a D. If we move to the next fret, we have a D sharp. And then we have an E, and so on and so on. The same we can do with the E shape. Use your index. And now we have an F. And we have an F sharp. And we have a G. And a G sharp. And so on. Isn't it cool? Yes, it is cool. For example, this is a G7. If we put our finger up here and our middle finger down here, we have an A7 now. A sharp 7, B7, C7. Isn't that cool? And you have many different possibilities to play all over the fretboard your different keys. So this is nice to improvise and do the free play. So I want you to practice this again. And so we see what we will do next week. Maybe less theory, more fun again, but I promise you that it's pretty easy to find all the chords and keys on your baritone when you already play the tenor, or not the tenor, the standard or regular ukulele, and you want to do the switch to the baritone, that you have the chance to play both sweet girls here and enjoy the journey like me. So I hope you love my tutorials. Please support me too with a like, or you subscribe, or you're going to be my Patreon, or download some PDFs, whatever you prefer. See you for the next tutorial. Love you, Donya.